This is the University Spotlight on Beyond the Headlines. I'm KUNR General Manager David Stipik. The university's newest facility has just opened earlier this week. It's the William N. Pennington Student Achievement Center, and one of the important services to be housed there is focused on supporting our students who are also veterans of our country's armed forces. In the studio today, University of Nevada, Reno President Mark Johnson. Welcome, Mark.
Hello.
Tarina Caserto, Director of Veteran Services for the university. Welcome to KUNR.
Hello.
And Gabe Kennedy, a junior from Reno, majoring in English and a U.S. Marine Corps and Nevada Air National Guard veteran. Thank you for your service.
Thank you.
And great to have you in the studio here at KUNR. Mark, I know the most important part of our visit today will be about the about Gabe, really, who's both a student and a veteran, and we'll turn to him in just a moment. But first, the campus has a new jewel sparkling in the center where Getchell Library once stood for decades, and the William N. Pennington Student Achievement Center is what it's called, 78,000 square feet, one of the most ambitious student-centered capital improvement projects the university has undertaken. It opened earlier this week, so let's talk to our audience about what's in the building.
As you said, it's a real jewel on the campus. We have a rapidly growing population of students here. We have 21,000 students studying on campus, and we have one objective with these students, and that is to give them an extremely good experience so that these students can be successful in achieving what they came here for, and that is to get their college degree. It's been shown in many studies that when you integrate a group of services together that focus on student success, that you can enhance the retention of students and shorten the time to graduation and increase the success in attaining that degree. So in this new building, we have a lot of new services that we can talk about in a bit. We're very happy to have Tarina Caserto with us today to talk about one of the elements of this building, and Gabe Kennedy as a student who will be using this building as well as working in the building.
Let's bring Tarina Caserto into the conversation here, Director of Veteran Services for the university and now in the new facility in what is called the Nevada Military Support Alliance Veterans and Military Center. Tarina, again, welcome. And what is it that you do and what's the center provide for our veteran students?
Well, what we do is we service about 500 to 600 students every term with their GI Bill benefit, help them manage that very important benefit that allows them to be pursuing their degree in higher education. The other thing that we do, and at the forefront of our center in the new building, will be the programs and services that we have available for them. It's a collaborative space, which we have not had yet on this campus, so this is new for us.
What is a collaborative space? What
does that mean? A collaborative space, it puts us in the center with some other great services that our students utilize. And it's in a space where they can come into our center. We can go over, let's say, to the career studio or the math or the writing center and work as a team on the success of our students. And we work with our students on an individual basis. And that is what the great thing about veteran service has always been, is we have the numbers of the students on our campus. We can work with them on an individual basis. But their success depends on their collaboration. So many of them are used to being in a team atmosphere or a unit already, come to higher education and they're focused on their career goals, their degree attainment. And yet the collaboration space is what we need for that extra piece and that success. On a semester basis, we basically certify anywhere between 500 and 600 students on their GI Bill.
Per semester. Okay.
And those are the ones that have identified themselves on campus. But what the center will bring us is also a space for those not necessarily using their GI Bill or their VA education benefit, because perhaps they've already used it or exhausted that benefit. They can still come into our space and use our programs and services and our collaboration and our relationship with the rest of the community in that building.
And these are services you're talking about, Mark, let me maybe go back to you, that have been multiple buildings or various places around campus that are now housed in a more collaborative environment.
Two levels of services that I'll mention here, or maybe three. One is we have collected these success and support services, the math center, the writing center, and the tutoring center. That's on an academic floor. We have the career center where people learn how to write resumes, get internships, and actually get jobs. Our counseling center is in this building for those who have stress and need individual counseling services. And additionally, the Disability Resource Center is here for those who need special amount of time or a space away as they're taking exams, or those with hearing and sight and physical disabilities. So those are the services that we've had on this campus before, but they've been strewn around the campus. But Tarina can tell you about another layer of services that can come from the community to support veterans.
All right, let's do that, and then we're going to get to Gabe here in just a moment. So what's that other layer?
Sure, that other layer, what we're excited to offer through our Veterans and Military Center, is we have what's called hotel-type offices. And those offices are meant to invite the community in. So we have great community partnerships with Nevada Department of Veterans Services, Job Connect, Vietnam Veterans of America, Veterans of Foreign War. These are all the services that support our mission at the university for our students' success and that have partnered with us in the past. This is great for our subset of students, which is a non-traditional population, who are on campus. They're busy, they're taking their classes, and then they're maybe holding down a job or two in families. What we're doing is also creating efficiency in our collaboration by bringing these services into this community.
And all housed in a brand new facility that we'll talk a little bit more about before we're all said and done here. This is Beyond the Headlines on KUNR. It's the University Spotlight with David Stipik, General Manager here at KUNR. We're talking with University of Nevada, Reno President Mark Johnson, Tarina Caserto, Director of Veteran Services for the University, and also Gabe Kennedy, a junior from Reno, majoring in English and a U.S. Marine Corps and Nevada Air National Guard veteran. We turn now to Gabe, and you represent what we're talking about today, the service to our veteran students. And Mark, I know you had a few questions that you want to talk with Gabe about.
Certainly. Gabe has a dual role here. He's a practicing student. He's still working on a degree. And at the same time, as a leader, he has been identified as a student worker who will be working with other veteran students as an employee of the Veterans and Military Center. Let's start as Gabe, the student, who is a veteran, and he comes back probably a little older than the average student.
Just a little bit.
With a lot of different kinds of experience. So what was it like for you then to come onto the University of Nevada, Reno campus and get situated here?
Well, I kind of have a unique perspective coming here to UNR. I originally started here as a traditional student in 2007. I received the Millennium Scholarship, came here, and I was originally a criminal justice major. Just didn't quite work out for me. I wanted to, you know, go explore other options, go do other things, so I ended up joining the military at that point. That took me around the country. I fulfilled a lot of different jobs, billets, things I never thought I would do. And returning here, I started back in school at TMCC about 2 years ago. Did my undergraduate coursework, and then I returned to the campus here in 2014. Mm. And just kind of seeing everything that changes, it's night and day. But what I've also kind of noticed, too, it's that being a veteran, I share a mentality with a lot of people that it's hard reassimilating. The reason being is you couldn't create a more perfect contrast between the military than a college campus. And it's just how it is. I mean, people have been having this conversation for years. This is nothing new. But that doesn't negate the fact that there are veterans who want to go back to school, who want to attain their degree, and they're running into these sociological issues that a lot of people didn't expect, that wouldn't have been up at the forefront until we actually put this into practice and realized guys are having issues reassimilating. It's a culture thing. Mm-hmm. So the great thing about this center is it's now everyone on campus, all the veterans that we service, have a specific place to go. So they can kind of realize that I'm not alone in this. I'm not isolated. I'm not alienated from people who I'm just not used to being around. So it creates that cushion. So you can still have that team network that you have from the military. But then again, you can reassimilate back amongst traditionally aged students. It's just sort of a way to bridge that gap.
Fantastic. So you are involved in a specific program called Vet to Vet.
So the Vet to Vet program was a collaborative effort between myself and two other Marine Corps veterans. One of them, his name was Vincent Rivera, so I'll give him his due credit. He studied other programs on different universities to see what they're doing to try to ease the transition of veterans coming in. And what he came across was something that we call the Vet-to-Vet program, but it's on other campuses, just it's named, you know, different names, different forms. But essentially what it looks to do is to pair incoming veteran students, whether it be from active duty or another institution, with a, you know, more seasoned veteran student on campus who perhaps is a junior or senior who's had success in their respective degree choice, and basically just helps them kind of smooth that transition, answers basic questions for them, but also kind of the bigger stuff too. So if we can identify issues that they're having ahead of time, we can put steps in place to, you know, resolve it so they can still remain successful in higher education.
So by having a separate veterans and military center, what opportunities does that create for you in making this connection compared to just having a student union here?
Because it gives me basically just an organic point to let this program develop on its own. So you're having student veterans come to us as we're now, we're trying to reach them, and there's no real meeting point for them. We do a lot of outreach through, you know, emails and tabling, but we're not really reaching the demographic that we want to. So with this center, they're coming to us. So our program can organically grow from this center, and that's what we're kind of looking at to do.
I've heard that veterans aren't just asking for help for themselves to be better students, but our veterans have a background and a commitment to service, and that our veteran students will use this facility to help plan community service activities.
Yes, it's with a lot of military members, it's just inherent to our nature to collectively come together as a team and work towards something for a higher good. So basically, we can just see the dissolution of the individual for the greater good. So with this as a center, you're creating more opportunities for that. So we have our on-campus veteran organizations. So you have ODS, and then you have Wolfpack Vets. So that gives them a collaborative space to come to. But now we're also opening opportunities. So if people want to maybe start their own club that's veteran-oriented, or maybe just start a social group as well, too, now they have a place that they can do that.
Tarina, thanks very much. I have seen you in training workshops with your work-study students trying to set some standards for performance in this particular space. You have some principles involved, and you have activities that you want to get started early on.
We have core values such as integrity and teamwork, our dedication and our respect. And then we have our daily absolutes, and those are the pieces that we work with every student, every member through all of our collaboration. We have programs such as Vet Smart, which is our cultural awareness training that we have been taking out to campus to bridge the gap between our military and our higher ed folks. Some of the other programs that we have that we will be running through the center, Vet Link, which is an employment readiness program, and pairing our students up with the community and leadership out in the community. And rebranding. So our students are coming in and they're very interested in, I have my military experience, now I have my education and my degree attainment, what am I going to rebrand myself as? So we're working through those types of things with our center. We just hired 10 new student staff to work in our center. This is a student-led center. So these individuals have created these core values, these absolutes, and some of the programming that we are carrying forward. The center has provided opportunity to employ students on campus. It has created also graduate assistant position. And so they are able to really practice what they have experience in the military, practice it here on campus, and as they say, really put their actions forward, practice what they preach on a daily basis too.
This is the University Spotlight on KUNR's Beyond the Headlines. David Stipik speaking with University of Nevada, Reno President Mark Johnson, Tarina Caserto, Director of Veteran Services for the University, and Gabe Kennedy, who's joined us. He's a junior here from Reno. He's majoring in English and also a U.S. Marine Corps and Nevada Air National Guard veteran. We're talking about the veteran services that are now housed as part of the new Pennington Student Achievement Center that's just opening here on campus. Mark, I know you want to continue your conversation with Gabe about his challenges and what he brings to our other student veterans.
Well, I'd like to just get to know Gabe a little better. He started here in criminal justice and took some different turns, which is very common for most of our students, actually, to take multiple turns during their college career. But now you've settled on writing.
Yes.
But what do you intend to do for a career when you finish college days?
Part of our services over at the Veterans Service Office, especially working in Tarina, too, is I don't really know. The reason why I became part of this program and where I'm at now is I didn't know. I was one of the veterans that I had issues reassimilating. I just came from a very different culture from everyone else. It's not an us versus them mentality. It's just it's two separate cultures, and we're just trying to meld them together, and there's going to be issues along the way. Going back to what I'm looking to do, I haven't. I've just kind of been taking it day by day, and I enjoy the work that I do now, but I am looking towards law school in the future. My first career here when I started, I wasn't that great in I guess academics, but I was 18. I was kind of had my mind elsewhere, But coming from the military now, being back on campus, I'm more focused. I can kind of see the value in it since I've been out in the world and seen other things now. So I think a lot of veterans do kind of have that mentality. It's just kind of deciding where we want to go and trying to reassimilate back into the world that, you know, we left 4, 5, 6 years ago.
That's very encouraging to hear from somebody who took a first run at college, didn't find that appropriate for him at a particular moment, but has found his way back to college now. I have no doubt will finish a degree. If you become a good writer, you're going to stand above the rest when it comes to seeking a job.
President Johnson, I want to come back and talk about the facility because we've talked about the veteran services primarily, but people will be hearing more about this building over the next months and years. But what's there?
We have an academic support floor, which is the tutoring center, the math center, and the writing center. We have our disabilities resources center and our counseling center in this building. Our advising center is here to help guide students on a pathway to success in the least amount of time. And our career studio helps students write resumes, find opportunities for internships and jobs. We have the Success Center for the TRIO program, which supports the first generation low income and underrepresented students. So we have many services, unlike the Veterans Center, most of which have been here for some time, but they've been scattered all over campus. We've used this opportunity with a new building to build in some additional features. We found that group study rooms are really highly in demand, and we have a number of these in our knowledge center, the library, and they're completely booked all the time. So we have 14 additional small group study rooms that will be available for our expanding student population. We also have two new classrooms. These classrooms were designed by our faculty and students, and they provide the opportunity for using much higher degrees of technology in the teaching process. They offer the opportunity for what we call flipped classrooms, where the students will gain all their information before they come to class, and then the students will lead the class. The students will generate the ideas, and the faculty member can be there as counselor as the students in groups or individually carry out their learning process. So this is a wonderful facility. I hope people will wander through. We're going to have a grand public opening on March 16 with some guides to let people see the building and what's there. This is going to be an enhancement of the student experience, very, very academically focused to help people succeed in getting their four-year undergraduate degree or their graduate degree.
And again, you've put it all under one roof for more one-stop services versus all the various locations and offices and buildings around campus. Although it helped our students get to know the campus better by hunting around for those various things, it now makes it easier to actually get the student services because the emphasis out of all of that building's name is the achievement part, student achievement.
That's correct.
Well, we'll look forward to that. We'll have more information on our website at kunr.org. We've been speaking today with University of Nevada, Reno President Mark Johnson. Mark, as always, thanks for coming by.
Thank you for having us.
Our special guest in the studio today, Gabe Kennedy, a junior English major from Reno, U.S. Marine Corps and Nevada Air National Guard veteran, and a lead representative in the university's Vet-to-Vet support program. Gabe, again, thanks for your service. It's great to have you with us. Anytime we can get a veteran in the studio here, it's terrific. We thank you so much for sharing and all the work you're doing for your fellow vets.
Thank you very much.
And we've also been speaking with Tarina Caserto, Director of Veteran Services for the university, now in a brand new center within the Pennington Student Achievement Center called the Nevada Military Support Alliance Veterans and Military Center. Thanks for joining us for the conversation here at KUNR today.
Thanks for having us.
And I'm David Stipik. You've been listening to Beyond the Headlines. It's the University Spotlight here on KUNR. Thanks for listening.